Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelenska. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Recently, I read an interesting study published as a research letter in the Journal of the American Medical Association that examined the mortality rates in the United States between 1980 through 2023, including the time before, during, and after the COVID epidemic. The researchers took it one step further. They obtained mortality data from other high-income countries to compare the mortality rates between the countries while accounting, of course, for the differences in population size. The countries included Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and, of course, the United Kingdom. This comparison illustrated that beginning about 1985, the United States had more deaths per 100 people than the average of all the other countries. In 2005, the difference increased even more to the point that the United States had more deaths per 100 people than every other country that I mentioned earlier, the high-income countries. Over the course of the years of observation, that came to an extra 14.5 million Americans who died than similar high-income countries. Now, while this was an observational study and cannot provide us with any cause and effect, it leaves us with the question, why? The United States certainly spends more on healthcare per capita than any other high-income country on that list, coming in at just over $12,000 per person per year, while the average of other high-income countries comes in at half that. And yet somehow they live longer. The researchers cited drug overdose, shooting deaths, and cardiometabolic disease as the most likely contributing factors. Now, the researchers from the study had their thoughts on why the U.S. experienced excess death. They also suggested that our healthcare system isn't serving the American people as well as they might. And that may be part of the answer. But let me give you my thoughts before the seed oil gurus and vaccination opponents get started. Healthcare systems. Every other country in the comparison had some form of universal healthcare or a combination of public and private healthcare plans. Think Medicare with additional plans for purchase. While we've all heard stories, maybe you haven't, but I have, of people who needed hip replacements that took a year to get scheduled in other countries with national healthcare. But what they do is provide care to everyone without considering payment first. I'm not suggesting I have any answers to this type of healthcare dilemma in the United States, especially as it relates to the medical healthcare complex. But it is part of the problem. Vaccinations. I decided to look at the vaccination rates during the COVID epidemic because the U.S. mortality rate really skyrocketed during those couple of years, far above what happened in other high-income countries. When compared to the vaccination rates in other countries, we were near the bottom of the list. I know and hear every day about vaccinations being a serious health concern in and of themselves. Look, no one can say that any preventive treatment will work for everyone, nor can it guarantee that they will completely eliminate any disease. But the data are the data, and countries that had better vaccination rates contributed to the lower mortality rates in other countries. Now we have a bigger problem. The current Secretary of Health and Human Services does not believe in vaccinations. Vaccine experts have been fired or have quit their positions because of lack of adherence to actual science. On top of that, a leading vaccine opponent has been put in charge of finding the link between the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine and autism. The person in charge of the study should be neutral, or a team of proponents and opponents should run the study so that no data is left unreported. If that doesn't happen, I'm predicting right now that whatever document is produced will state that vaccines cause autism. Even though studies with over 1 million children clearly demonstrate that vaccines, including mumps, measles, and rubella, don't cause autism, that data is going to be ignored. Health of our children and our elderly will be at risk as a result. In my opinion, the third reason that the researchers speculated about, cardiometabolic disease, is really the key in solving the excess deaths in comparison to other high-income countries. Listen to the number of deaths by type in 2022. Keep in mind we all have to die of something, but time prevents me from breaking these numbers down by age groups. Leading killer, heart disease, 702,880, and that is definitely lifestyle related. Now, there are some genetic components I've talked about on prior shows, but for sure, lifestyle has a big impact here. Cancer, 608,371 deaths. Lifestyle, but probably a big contributor is the environment as well. Third, accidents. Those are unintentional injuries. 227,039. Most of those falls occur in the elderly. They get an infection that goes septic, and that results in their death. COVID-19, 186,552. Now, this reflects the tail end of the epidemic, although looking up the data, 40,000 people die each and every year from COVID. Next, stroke, cerebrovascular disease, 165,393. And this one is pretty much lifestyle. However, there are genetic things like aneurysms that cannot be controlled with lifestyle. Chronic lower respiratory diseases, 147,382. And this one is clearly because of a lack of vaccinations. RSV is the one that's been coming up lately, and that has a dramatic impact on the elderly. Alzheimer's disease, 120,122, and that's just pretty much related to age. Although, as we've done a show on magnesium recently, you can understand that magnesium and certainly lifestyle can play a role in this. Finally, diabetes, 101,209. That's pretty much all, with the exception of type 1 diabetes, lifestyle related. So, my point is we could dramatically reduce mortality if we took better care of our bodies. That's where we fail. We eat too much and we move too little. If we could change those things, I'm convinced the death rates would start to tumble. So I'm going to keep it very simple for you. Eat less, eat better, move more today. So what are you prepared to do today? And that's it for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.